You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for American Idol. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
What is up, guys? It is American Idol After Buzz, the after show. This is American Idol Season 11, Episode 8. And, of course, as always, I'm JC. And joining me, as always, the devilishly handsome, and I can say that in a very straight kind of way, Mr. Mark E. Allen.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
how's it going?
Good, man. Oh, you want me to do the Ryan? This is the after show. Okay.
Correct. What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm pumped. Great week. How about you? How was your week?
Week was good. Week was good. Getting ready for American Idol. And what a great transition it was going into Hollywood week.
Oh, yeah. I was pumped because I like the auditions. They're not my favorite. But once we start getting into Hollywood week and we start getting to the live performances, that's what it's all about. This is where American Idol is the king.
Yep.
And let's start off with Hollywood week, which isn't even in Hollywood. It's in Pasadena.
Yeah, Pasadena
just so you know,
week.
I'm not mad at you, Idol. I'm just trying to keep it true for our viewers so they know what, you know, it's in Pasadena. So, okay. Yeah,
it's close.
Close enough. So, all right. What'd you think overall of the episode?
Well, coming into it, I we had our favorites from before and the ones we, you know, thought, well, I don't know how they snuck in. But overall, I thought, you know, there's a lot of really good people. It was good to see some of the ones that that we liked early on.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them came through and some of them kind of fell short.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, and I should know this by now. You know, you've watched it for so many seasons,
right?
You know, because for audition week, they always have their go-to song.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the song they've been singing for the last 5 years. It's their number one absolute favorite, you know, it's the whole bag of tricks.
Right.
And then once they get to Hollywood week, then it weeds them out. But I was still surprised on some people that I just thought they'd be better.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the thing. When you go into Hollywood
Week. Well, not to interrupt
week,
you guys, and I know that it's completely. First off, I don't watch Idol.
Okay.
But just out of sheer curiosity, and hopefully the fans feel this way, last week we had J. Rugg Gibson on our show. I just want to know, for my benefit, out of curiosity, having met him, how did he do?
J. Rugg, I think they're teasing us. Actually, we only saw him for a glimpse. He didn't perform tonight. Or at least we didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't see
so
him.
So today was it was day one, and then the start of day two. So hopefully we get to check him out.
Yeah, because actually something happened.
All right, so I am a fool for even asking.
No.
We're rooting for J-Ra, so we're hoping, you know, he holds it down, and we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see him tomorrow night.
Yeah, for sure, guys. If you have a chance, he was in studio last week, and he rocked it, man.
He does, man.
Boy's got just a silky voice. I really think he's gonna do great. So just. Watch with us, guys, and we'll watch J-Ra's voyage. So, J-Ra, what's up? A little shout-out to J-Ra for sure. So, now getting to this, I want to start right off the bat, the song choices. Like with the first guy, Johnny Kaiser, is it Kaiser? Kaiser?
Kaiser, I think.
They've been priming this guy for months. He was in the Idol, like the promos for the show, because good-looking guy, you know.
Yeah, he was the total package.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he was last week, right? He was when his actual audition was?
Yeah, he was on
That's Thursday in St. Louis.
Thank you, yes, yeah. St. Louis.
And absolutely killed it, total package, and then comes in this time, and you have to, you know, they even paired him up, you know, to kind of to see him and Hyejun were the first two people we saw. And
I was nervous.
So was I.
I was nervous for Hyejun. Hyejun.
Well, because you had a great audition. Mm-hmm. Now, what do? You pick another song that you can do really well, or do you stick with what you're good at? And our the first dude, Johnny, he chose a different song.
Yeah.
And just it feels like he can sing anything. Just effortlessly,
boy killed it. I wrote down just he's got a rich sound.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna go far. He's got the Absolutely. Look, he's got the voice, he's got the presence, he just doesn't, he's confident.
Mm-hmm.
He's
when you got it, you got it,
and boy got some spades.
Now Hyejun, he went up there, and we're hoping maybe to see something different.
Yeah.
But he stuck with what he was good at, his Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll see if both of them, by the way, like you saw, made it through.
Yeah.
And
I didn't like Hyejun's version this time. I think he was a little more nervous than the first audition. I thought he was better during his first call.
Yes, I mean, unless he's going to stay on the Michael Bolton,
yeah,
you know, steps to success, I don't know what he's going to be able to do next time, because I'm rooting for him because he was so unexpectedly good.
Yeah.
That we're rooting for him now. So
yeah, he's out of the box. He's, you know, I don't think they've ever had someone like him. Mm-mm. So of course the producers and everyone, you want him on the show.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, from his time from his audition until his Hollywood Week audition, hopefully he had, you know, puts on some new songs that he's been working on, mm-hmm. and that was just, you know, just the tip of the iceberg to, you know, what he actually has.
So we're gonna say they both, I guess, made the right decision with their song choices,
right? Yeah. It just seems like there might be a bigger future for your boy Johnny.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah, it's I think just about anyone. I think we even had people watch. You know, people would come in and out while we're watching the show, and they're like, "Oh boy, is that boy good?" You know?
Yeah, he's solid.
He. You don't even have to know much about music. And you know the boy's good. See, this is this guy. Listen to this guy, Marky Allen, right here. This is the
Check
singer.
It out. Check it out. Yeah,
that's right. Wait, are you performing or anything? Got anything coming up, man?
We got a show next week here in Sherman Oaks, down the street.
Oh, nice.
And we're just constantly right now. I'm putting on a lot of YouTube clips, so we'll have a new YouTube clip coming at you next week. And that's what kind of I've been working on lately. So
for sure. So check him out, Marky Allen. There we go, man.
That's right.
Now, getting back to these song choices, anyone stand out of their choice?
As far as song choices, I mean, it was so rapid. You know, there were some songs, a lot of songs I've never heard before tonight.
Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
He sounded like, to me, I don't know if you're, my dad used to make me listen to this, because my dad was way into like really, sorry dad, really cheesy jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And it, no offense.
My dad loves jazz too.
Al Jarreau. This guy sounded like Al Jarreau, and if people know who that is, kudos to you, because he's like, never do that again.
That is exactly what he sounded like. So which one did Willy Wonka? Do you remember which one?
It was Reed Grimm.
Reed Grimm, yeah.
And he went in with my boy, the guy I really, Philip Phillips, and
Philip Phillips without the guitar.
Yes.
Which is a whole new thing.
That's gonna hurt him, man. He needs the guitar.
I know, but I think he had such a strong Thriller performance that him just doing okay tonight made it easy for them to say yes, because they know he's got talent.
Well, and see, here's the thing. You know, they make these stories for all these guys, and Philip, his story was, he had never been on a plane?
He said he had been on a plane once, but he jumped out of it. So I guess he skydived his only time in a plane.
All right.
That seems weird for your first flight.
I'm not buying it completely. Idle guys, write us, tweet us at AfterBuzz TV, or give us a call at 424-256-1729. Because I'm going to say, I don't know if I necessarily believe Philip Phillips' story, because I YouTubed him and I've seen some of his stuff. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of shows. He travels around in the
Maybe
South.
Maybe
it's at
by least. Bus. Maybe it's by van. You
Maybe
know?
He's John Madden, so he's got like the Phillips bus.
I know, right? Hey, you can't blame John Madden for that, though.
And if you guys get a chance, go on YouTube and listen to his rendition of Phil Collins "In the Air Tonight." He just kills it.
So you like Phil Phillips doing Phil Collins? Is that what you're
philosophically
trying to
say? Yes. No, sorry, bad joke.
Oh, you're about to
God.
Gonna start a whole new trend.
Yeah, but
for Phil.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Check out his stuff. He's good, man. He's a singer.
So yeah, they paired him up with Phil Phillips. Not paired him up, but they kind of showed us they're in the same line together with Reed Grimm. And Reed Grimm is a little quirky, a little weird, but
who do you like better? Grimm or Phillips?
Overall, I like Phillips. I like your dude, Phillips. Yeah.
All right. I think you're just being friendly, man. No, but in that same group, they also had Travis Orlando, and he was kind of like the one of the heart wrenching stories of last season.
Yeah, his mom had left their family.
Yeah.
Met a new guy or had new things going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were homeless, right, with his dad and his brother, and he didn't make it through, man. He wasn't bad.
But he wasn't good.
I know. I guess if he wasn't as memorable, Man, I was just, he kind of had some MJ swag though when he was singing, which, I mean,
he did better tonight than he did in the audition, I thought. Mm-hmm. I would have said, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I would have said no during the auditions. I love the story. I love his heart. I don't know if it just can't. Okay. Can someone like Travis Orlando, he's not a bad singer, he's not the best singer, but through studying, through music theory, could he get better?
Yeah, well, he's only 18 years old.
Okay.
So I think he's got plenty of time. Hopefully this didn't just knock his dreams, you know, off the shelf. But I don't know. I didn't think Phil Phillips' performance tonight was great either.
Okay.
So I thought they were in the same. I didn't think neither of them were better than the other. But I don't know. I thought he was going to go through.
Did you really?
I was a little upset. I don't know, maybe the story was still in my heart.
And of course, I've got something that, thankfully, they kept it down to a minimum. I'm calling it MOB, which is Montage of Bad.
Yeah.
They kept that to a minimum, and I'm so happy about that, because I want to see singing.
I want to see some good. I mean, we've seen so many bad things over the 11 seasons or 10 other seasons. It's good that they're keeping it. You know,
I think they got to keep up with those other shows, like, I don't know, that one on NBC. I don't know what it's called. Like, See, we don't know. We're such idle heads. We don't even know.
Well, some of us.
No, and that was pretty much, that was like the end of day one. And like the songs, it was good. You know, anyone we failed to talk about that really stood out? Like,
yes.
Uh-oh. It's a girl, isn't it?
My girl, Bailey Brown. How can you skip? How can she slip your mind?
You're right, because she's the equivalent of the guy, the first guy we talked about.
Absolutely.
Johnny.
Yeah.
They're like Ken and Barbie of American Idol.
They are. But she, Bailey Brown came out, and she's going to be a country star, man, because I remember 5 years ago when she came out and she was, you know, 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really good, and she got, you know, when she forgot the words. And I remember being upset. And then when I saw her come out in the audition, and this time I was very happy to see her again, because I thought she had a bright future before.
Right.
Now she has to. She's getting into the top 24. She's getting in the top 12. She's making some moves.
All right. You know what? See, just to create like a little bit of head to head competition, I'm going to go with Halliday.
Halliday. All right.
She's got the rough story. She's got
big voice.
Big. Jesus. She is. Her voice is amazing. That was my phone. Could you hear that? Now, I just think she just brings it. You know, she almost committed suicide, had the drug problem, and was saved by her. Is it her fiance or her husband now?
Yeah, I think
it's her husband. I think they're married now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, if they're not, they're going to be shortly.
Yeah.
But so it's a good story. You think you see her going further than
I?
No way!
It's gonna be her.
There's
three of them. There's three of them. There's Erica Van Pelt.
Right.
You remember Erica?
Erica Van Pelt. Yes.
Yeah. I think I jumped ahead, but I just see those three: Bailey, Haley, and Erica. That's gonna be a bloodbath between those three.
Yeah.
You know, sure.
Well, Erica Van Pelt was DJ, the mobile DJ, wedding singer.
Mm-hmm.
She can sing anything and everything.
And as you've said, that is what's key to moving on in Idol, that you have to know genres.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. However, as far as fan base and image-wise, I think kind of like Scotty last year, he can't sing, you know, every single, you know, I mean, he made it work, and he got better as the weeks progressed, but... You know, as far as his package, I mean, she's got a great voice, and she can sing anything, but Bailey Brown on the way. Yeah. B-squared.
You know what? I'm already going to flip-flop, because you're sensible about it, honestly, because you think about it, yes, she's got that appeal.
Yeah.
That little star quality that makes you want to look at her, even, you know, and not to take anything. Absolutely, her voice is a 10 out of 10.
Right.
But she's everything, yeah. So,
but the one thing is, like, I think I see big things for Erica Van Pelt too, because she kind of has that Pink sound in her voice. Sounds like Pink,
really.
I love Pink. Love me some Pink.
And I think Pink for Halliday.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, I
maybe that's why you put them in the same category.
See,
you put in the top three.
So we're coming closer to see. We're not. We don't even talk while we're watching this. Really, we're just kind of like writing our notes and figuring us all that stuff out. But it's kind of cool that we're kind of on the same wavelength of things. But
that's right.
That's just day one. Now day two. Wow, ooh. The song choice. Just everything went. Had this day had everything from amazing singers to paramedics, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But day two, who stood out? People that we didn't see. Remember, because we're like, did we see this guy?
Were they even in the auditions?
Yeah, because Idol, they only showed us maybe like how many, like maybe 40 or 50 people that.
Yeah, probably something like that.
And there was a total of 309 people for Hollywood Week. So. Right.
So there's a lot of people that we didn't see, and I mean, some people stood out, and some people
not
didn't.
So now think about Randy, J-Lo, and Steven have to sit through 310 people.
Can you imagine? And that's just the first 2 days.
Does it just become like white noise after a while? I mean,
well, that makes it so hard to stand out. But when you come in and your name is Mr. Steal Your Girl,
yeah,
you just, it doesn't even matter, does it?
That boy was awesome. What'd
how
you
can
think?
You just you? He's so unforgettable that he's like the Astro of X Factor. He's got the look. He's got the attitude. He's had so much experience. Like didn't we talk about this before? He faced Scotty in a competition before.
Yes.
So if Scotty wins last year, there's no reason why this kid can't be amazing.
Yeah.
What did he sing?
Celine Dion.
And he even sounded
it's
like
one of my
Celine
favorite
Dion.
Songs too. I don't know. I'm leaving my guy card at the end of the table after. I love,
pick it up on the way out.
Yeah, man. And I was like, because you love me.
Yeah. It's like he even sounded like her. He was awesome.
And he's a charmer. Every girl was like, oh, I have a new boyfriend. And he's 17, but he looks young. He looks like maybe in his early teens. He's just got that really
he's got that swag going. He's got the presence. So he's got, if you got the look, you got the stage presence, you got a killer voice.
Yeah.
It's just like, man.
His high register was just off the charts. Yeah.
What you know about high register?
where did you find I have no comment. I was the only child, so I just research a lot of stuff.
Man, just the way he he's playing the girls.
Yeah.
Reminds me of me back in my young days. Wait, what? No.
Really? Is there any video that we can see of you as a young child, like a Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Yes.
And we're going to have you bring that then on one of our future episodes.
Yes.
Phil, you'll remind me. We'll have Mark bring on one of his first performances, since you're not singing on the show yet.
Yeah, if you're 17, I looked like I was 9 until I was 20 till now.
Yeah.
No.
Till November.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Right.
We'll have a video of either, it's one of two things. Either you singing as a kid, looking like Mr. Steal Your Girl, or you're singing on here.
Got it. Let's
because
bring it.
We're getting tweets. People are hitting us up and they say, when's Mark going to sing?
When's Mark going to sing?
Yeah. Who said that?
It was probably Wolf.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Who
he's
unfortunately.
The one to see.
Yes. And that's what Wolf said. And unfortunately, Wolf didn't make it.
He didn't.
Yeah, he was one of the guys. I didn't think he was that strong anyway. He had a nice deep register, but there's other guys coming like Jermaine, and we didn't see him tonight, but
we glimpsed at him, didn't we? Or no, did they glimpse at him?
No, I think are you thinking about Adam Black? Or Adam Brock.
Adam Brock, yeah. Oh, he was.
You liked him.
Yeah, I did. And you thought he was better this time than his original audition, correct?
Yeah, he did. Well, he played the song You Were Dying to Hear.
Oh, man. Yeah. He was very memorable. Now that it just hit me. Adam Brock, he was in his original audition. I forget what he's saying, but J-Lo said, hey, can you, you kind of reminded me of Walking in Memphis. Walking in Memphis is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yours or J-Lo?
Well, me and J-Lo have a lot in common. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if she knew that.
I'm not going to.
Now she knows that. but yeah, he came out and I was like, oh man, I hope, once they showed that she had said that, I'm like, I hope he does Walking Memphis.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to do one for J-Lo, Walking Memphis. And I was like, his hand in the air. And he was off the charts, man. He was, he said he sounds like there's a black woman trapped inside him. He's got such a big voice.
It turned me off when he said that at first.
Yeah.
And then I saw the audition. I was like, not bad.
But it looks like he did what he's supposed to. He put in some time, some work,
yeah,
learned that other song, and came out there and
One of the better performances of the night. Mm-hmm. I will say, you without a doubt.
Agreed.
And then, so song choice, better song choice this time.
Yes.
For sure. Now, that brings us to the star moment, Nepotism.
That's right.
Jane Carey, Jim's daughter.
Huge Jim Carrey fan. How about you? You like him?
I love Jim Carrey. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Old Jim Carrey or new try to do serious movie Jim Carrey?
I'm going to go with old.
Yeah.
I'm going to go old for 500.
Somebody stop me.
Yes. No, you know what I thought was so unique, though, when they cued the picture of Jane and Jim when she was like five?
Yeah.
And they're like little cutouts? Like,
yeah. I think, I don't know if it was Halloween or for what. Maybe it was a cutout. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, you know, it's hard growing up in the shadow of a big celebrity. And it was like Jim Carrey in the big costume or big cutout, and then her kind of just like,
yeah, she was one. Sad, and Jim was Jim wasn't a ham; he was the whole pig.
Mm-hmm.
He just took over, and I can imagine her whole life how that must.
Yeah, because his energy and his character is so, you know, it just fills the room. So if you're, you know, but I mean, I think a lot of things come from that too, and you know, she's learning to do it by herself, but
and she's a waitress.
What's
that all about? I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe Jim's letting her make her own way.
Which is good. Path. I think, you know, as a celebrity in Hollywood, if you know, if you're as big as him already, you can't, you know, give your children everything. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my state of mind. I mean, some kids do okay, some kids don't with it. It's, you know, whatever your path and your parenting. But I mean, she was cool. I didn't think she was horrible.
Okay.
I thought she even had almost like a Sheryl Crow tone to her voice. Mm-hmm. Just didn't have the range or the, you know.
Could she get better? Is that a person that could get, actually, you know, because there's something there. There is something but.
Well, she even kind of had like a Miley Cyrus look to her.
A little bit.
Miley Cyrus, looking like Miley Cyrus with Sheryl Crow tone. So, I mean, she's 24 years old, and you know,
she's 24. Yeah. Yeah.
I think there is some, you know, there's a future for her. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's some kind of future for her, not even just because you have connections, but you have something, you know, within you that is like Jim Carrey. You're
true, yeah. That's like, you know, Jim Carrey. He wrote a check for $10 million, and he put it in his dad's I believe in his dad's coffin when his dad passed away, because one day he was going to cash that check. And one day he did. This is before he hit it big.
Wow.
So he always had that vision, that ambition. And I'm sure that's been passed down to Jane.
Yeah.
So, like you said, she's going to forge her own path, be her own person. So,
And she has something to build on. She has a strong foundation. Right. And yeah, I don't think we see. She wasn't part of the montage of what did you call it?
Mob.
The mob. She wasn't part of the mob.
She was in the montage of bad. Yeah. So definitely, you keep at it. We really hope to hear other stuff from her for
she's
sure.
Real fun.
So. Basically, we're saying she didn't make it. It was a no from the gang. So, but here, okay, what about a trade-off? Shannon, is it? I called her Shannon Migraine. Shannon Migraine. Did you?
What?
I would have traded her for Jane. Maybe she was just off key. She was changing key and just not.
And Shannon made it. Do you think the fact that? Steven Tyler is still afraid of her football playing dad.
Oh, the dad,
go through. You're going through.
Yeah,
going
because through. He said, it's hot and humid, just like your daughter.
I go, what?
Jesus.
He's the only one that can get away with that.
Yeah, I was surprised that they kept her. I thought she had a better song in for her audition.
Mm-hmm. Well, she sang Fallen, Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard song to do. You know, I think nerves might have got to her a little bit, so... I don't know.
Yeah, because she was in the group of like Mr. Steal Your Girl, and then our overall favorite that we talked about all our last episode, which is Jessica Phillips.
Yeah, Jessica Phillips. If your name has Phillips within it, you're gonna be good this year.
There we go. What'd you think about Jessica tonight?
I thought Jessica Phillips. I mean, you know, her story definitely stayed with us, like you just said. But she came out, and it was a strong performance.
Mm-hmm. What I like about Jessica, she picked. Great songs each time. It's not that she just sings the song. She literally it's almost like she's possessed by the song. She's almost acting it out. Not like Phillips, who looks like he's having a conniption fit.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like,
now you're out of control.
Sorry. No, but she embodies the song. You're with her every step
Absolutely.
Of the way.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think part of that is us rooting for her, wanting to want her to do good. It was even the judge was like, "Come on, girl, let's hear it." And she gave a strong performance, and she has a great voice. Her stage presence is really good, really good. Like if you're watching her, you don't forget. You're staying with her every move, and she gets you involved with it. And that's almost as important. Like if you have a decent voice, but you have a strong stage presence, people are gonna watch you. You're an entertainer,
right?
And I think she's got that. And she's got, you know, her husband or her fiance rooting for her, boyfriend, you know.
You said right now, that's key to being a star. You want to watch her.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what she's doing. So.
And she's already, with her story we've been talking about, if she's able to make that into something great, you know, and just live with that and make it a good situation out of a horrible situation. The sky's the limit for her.
One of the most beautiful stories I've really ever seen on Idol. You know, and we get them all. They attack you from every way possible to get the heartstring, get you at your heartstrings. But
right, they do. It was like we had to say goodbye to one of them today. One of the heart wrenching stories that I remember from before.
Travis Orlando, but
was the guy that was born without ears, and they said he wasn't going to even be able to sing.
Yes, that was, I believe his name was Ramiro.
Yeah. Yes. And he, he wasn't even supposed to be able to hear. They said, your son's going to be mute. And then through a lot of operations, whatnot, and now he's, he's got a really good voice. We unfortunately had to say goodbye to him. We didn't really see a lot. We didn't see his performance today, but we had to say goodbye to him, but...
And he was motivated when he walked out. Yeah. He even said, "This doesn't stop the dream. I'm going to continue moving forward." And
he can't, man.
And that's cool.
Especially in this business, it's like the number, you get let down so many times, but that just makes you stronger. And the ones that keep at it and turn those negatives into positives are the ones that, we see,
so much more respect for people like Ramiro that, it just lights a fire underneath him. Then what started grading me during this episode were the people that were begging for another chance, and they were trying to teach, and I wrote it down. They were almost questioning J-Lo, Randy, and Steven's musical knowledge, like their theory. Like, well, if you just let me do it this way, I can show you. You see, you need to hear it this way.
Yeah.
And Steven Tyler's been singing since before Christ,
he is old.
Yeah, so,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I think I'm in trouble.
No. But begging is not the way to go.
Yes!
Just go out there, you give it your all, and the ones that, like the dude that started off the show, Johnny, comes out there and kills it, and not everybody can do that, but how many times have you seen somebody say, "Can I sing something else?" And it actually helped out.
Once this season.
And she wasn't even the one that asked to sing again. They told her, didn't they?
Yeah, you're talking about the dancer girl.
And she got through. We didn't see much of her today, but they showed that she got through.
Yeah, she's going to be, and she was strong.
What?
Yeah. But, that's what I'm saying. So for anyone who wants to do a reality show, a singing competition, a dancing competition, I don't care if you're playing the piccolo, get it right the first time. Do not beg. Come strong. Start strong. Yeah. Finish strong.
Because they didn't even show the ones, today that they did the mob on for the ones that wanted to sing another song, Montage of Begging.
Yeah, there you go.
it seemed like... they didn't even show their first performance. It was just like, all right, let's just show them begging. Can I do another song?
Yeah.
Can I do another song? I can do it differently. I started off too high,
Yeah, they were trying to teach him. I'm like, let's, I'm sorry. I just want performance.
Talk to Mr. Steal Your Girl before you go on.
There you go. Yeah.
Just don't bring your girl because you might steal your girl. So just, take some tips.
He should do like little YouTube videos of Mr. Steal Your Girl is going to teach you how to have swag. Ding. Lesson one. Talk to the ladies nicely, dress nicely. Lesson two. Boy's got it.
Yeah.
I like him better comparing another music show, X Factor. We're drawing the similarities to Astro. They're both confident, but Astro was a little bit cockier,
Yeah. Well, he was performing a lot of his original stuff too.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
But it's just, I just mean in demeanor.
Yeah. How old was Astro?
14.
14.
And Steel Girl 17. And,
yeah, so he's old.
he's like, he's got the confidence, but yet he's got a little touch of sweetness. It's like almost, he does it with a wink and a smile. And
exactly, which, it's definitely working for him.
It's going to get him far.
It's a tie going on.
Yeah. And I'm sure, anyone else on day two that, before we get to the fall.
The fall.
Yes.
I'm
thinking,
What about the one they ended? That is the fall, huh?
Yes, I was teasing.
It so well
that I thought.
No one else. I mean, you know, Erica Van Pelt, which we already talked about.
Right. We got Lauren Mink. Lauren Mink had a pretty really good story too, where she was the director of disabilities. And did she make it through today?
I believe she did, because I didn't like the song.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. And it's so funny. We skipped her like 2 weeks ago when she performed the first time. Yeah. We skipped her that time too. And you're like, dude, you called me on it, which is great. I wrote down, I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, and she even, she changed keys within the song.
Oh, was that the one they were whispering to each other?
Yeah, Jayla was like, hey, did she just change keys or am I going crazy? And she did. But I mean, it happens, especially if you're doing a cappella, you don't have the same, you know, the guitar or something behind you to stay on the same key. But
so overall, what do you think? I mean, stick to the song you used in the audition or do a new song? Does it help or hinder? Because we pretty much run through most of them.
Yeah, most of the people today. I think if you come in and you have another song that is as good as your song before, obviously you don't know, but if you have another song you're very comfortable with, then do it. If you're totally not comfortable with anything else, Hejun, do what you got you there, and then kind of work, because it's like baseball. If you got two pitchers on your bench and you got a guy struggling in there right now and it's a tie game, you're like, all right, well, we have to make it to the next inning,
okay,
to win the game. Otherwise, if you lose the game right now, then you're not gonna even make it to the end. So if you got a hot song and you don't have anything else really, you play that hot song right now and then move forward and then worry about that then.
So
did that make sense?
I think we got it.
You see what I'm trying to say here?
Wait, don't fix it. What is it? Don't fix what ain't broken or something. Right, don't broke. I don't know. I just talk here. No, and then anyone else Jeremy, the germaphobe? His name was Jeremy.
Oh yeah, Dirty.
Dirty. Germaphobe Jeremy.
Yeah, he was. I don't remember. Did we see him in auditions?
No. I don't think I would remember, because he was super high register. I thought it was cool. I liked it for the first half, and then I was like, I wonder if can he give me something else.
Right, he did. I mean, did a couple of tricks, but he had a strong, pleasant voice for you know. That's not exactly what I expected when he came out there. So surprised me. So
who were some of your favorites for tonight?
My favorites,
three. Yeah, you know, favorites and least favorites.
All right.
There we go.
One of my least favorites was your girl Shannon Migraine. Yeah. Now,
your answer, please.
That's right. And the ones that I liked the most were Johnny Keezer, who came out, killed it.
Yeah.
We got Mr. Steel Girl, of course. And like I've been saying, and I will be saying throughout this whole season, my girl, Bailey Brown, is going to be continually killing it every week.
Dude,
check it out.
All right.
You have any disagreements or what do you got? What do you got?
No, I just agree with you. Wait.
Thank you. Your final answer.
That's right. Should I write?
Bailey Brown.
Mm. How much did you wager?
Let's see. How much did you wager? I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you are correct. Bailey Brown, fantastic. She's a total package, and with Johnny Keizer and...
Who else did I miss? I mean, well, you really like...
I like Halle Day.
Halle Day's
one of my faves, and Mr. Steal Your Girl, just because he's got the swag. Mm-hmm. The one I'm clouded is Jessica Phillips.
Jessica Phillips, yeah.
Because I want her to be great. I want her to be fantastic. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's going to make... Like, if you put her in your girl, Bailey, I'm going to take Bailey.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is obviously... Early. It's like, if you get through Hollywood Week, you know, do that. I'm not sure if they get to work with vocal coaches or anything within Hollywood Week. Do you...
During Hollywood Week, I don't think so.
Yeah, so... No, I mean, later on. You kind of have to grow by yourself and the people around you, which is the hardest thing. If you go in there with 309 people and you're not confident, then, you know, you're going to end up, you know... Just like our boy...
you got to use the J-Rod technique. Yeah,
that's right. You just got to just bring it. Just keep the energy up. Yeah, just...
Psych everyone out.
Yeah.
So
that's the only way.
So now we've talked about just everyone except for one person.
The girl.
Yes, The Fall. If you guys saw this, please say you did because,
man,
wow.
Scary.
Yeah, because it had everything. First, she has a stage dad.
Yeah. Which I like how we're watching it. And she's like, you know, my dad helps me out with this, kind of tells me what I need to do, tells me what I need to work on, what I'm doing good at. And then you're like, wow, it's kind of like a stage dad.
Yeah. And then right away, she's like, I have a stage dad. It's true. Yeah. And then, and then she sang an old school song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was nothing crazy special, but it was it was good. What'd you think?
I put down, I liked that she had a lot of richness in her tone. Mm-hmm. I could see, for being someone so young,
yeah,
you know, you could see that this wasn't the best song for her, and maybe that's why Randy even asked her. He said, why'd you pick that song?
Yeah, and then it was like, dun-dun-dun, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, The Fall.
And she's like, you know, I wanted to reach an older audience, which I don't know if that's what she wanted to do or what he wanted to, because she's 16 years old.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she didn't want to sing a pop song by Kesha, which is probably a smart choice.
I can't wait. I think that she can do a lot, I think, with her voice if she survived tonight.
What? Yeah, I know. And then, because we saw right before the commercial, we saw, all right, somebody fell off. But I didn't think it was going to be her.
Yeah,
she seemed confident, cool, collective.
I thought it was gonna be Crazy Legs, the girl, the one from a few weeks ago, the dancer.
Oh, yeah, the dancer.
Yeah, we thought
that stole our votes.
I didn't think it was. Now her name is Suzanne Zaire Black.
Simone Black.
Yeah, Simone. Yeah, Simone Zaire Black. I caught it. She has three names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but as they were, you know, they were talking to her, and she was charming and whatnot. You knew she was going to move forward, and then she lost her footing, and bam!
And her stage dad was there to see it all.
Luckily, there was that cameraman that broke her fall slightly, but she felt like a good.
There needs to be a mattress down there.
Yeah, well, now they'll place it,
right, and they'll name it after her.
Always after the fact. There we go, the Simone stretch. There we go.
I'm going to buy one of those.
But they left it at that. So before the judges could say yes, They ended the show. That's it. We're coming back tomorrow to see. They were all called the paramedics because it looked like she was out cold.
Yeah. It's like a cliffhanger in Hollywood Week.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't, let's see who's good, who's bad. It's like they got to throw some drama going on. So
that was different. That wasn't fabricated drama, which sometimes these shows can do.
It's like, it seems like everybody else was like, oh, my God. And the producers were like, yes.
Yes, that's right.
I know exactly what we'll do with
You're
that.
You're a bad, bad man, dude.
Somebody pushed her.
Yeah. So now we're going to take a little quick break, and we're going to come back with our predictions and guys versus girls. Who's got it this season? Right after this.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
We're back. All right, guys. This has been an episode that's had it all. We've got great singers, bad singers, really bad singers, and The Fall. So
the rise and fall.
Yes, the rise and fall of Simone. And actually, before we get into our prediction on that, let's talk about boys versus girls.
Boys versus girls.
Who's going to dominate this season? What do you think, Mark E. Allen?
Coming from tonight, I see slightly, and just from the people we saw tonight, a slight advantage for the gentlemen.
Oh.
The dudes.
Okay.
The dudes are going to hold it down. But that's not, I'm not saying that the girl, there wasn't some great girls. I just saw more guys that kind of stuck out in my mind.
Wow.
More. What do you think?
Totally disagree. I can't believe this is actually good. This makes for good TV. I think the girls are smoking this year.
Smoking?
I think they're gonna blow the guys out of the water. I really do. The last 3 years, guys have won. Right, every year a guy has won. Scotty, mm-hmm. I'm forgetting the other two guys.
What? Okay, but check this out. As far as girls, you know, who has more longevity with the American Idol title,
mm-hmm.
thus far, girls have.
Girls rule the world. That's not mine. That's Beyonce's.
But
I think the girls dominate.
All right, check this out. There might be. All right, let me think about this. There might be a bigger group of decent girls, but I think there's stronger guys so far.
Okay.
Except for, you know, my girl B Squared. But besides her. I think, you know, I think the guys are they're winning right now.
Okay,
they're barely winning. Barely though.
All right. So we agreed to disagree, but now let's get into predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, this is the portion of the show where we usually give you our 2 cents on who we think is going to make it tomorrow and who isn't going to make it, but we're going to flip the script.
Yeah, because we don't really know. We still need to see more tomorrow.
But it's a more important on the serious After Buzz. Your prediction on Simone, dead or alive?
It's tough.
Does she die?
I think I'm going with alive on this one.
Going with alive?
I'm going with alive.
All right. I'm going to go with a coma, but then she's going to be out of it in time, and she will actually end up winning Idol because she'll have the strongest sob story.
Oh, all right.
That's my prediction.
That's Simone. Well thought out.
Thank you. All right, guys. So, Simone, let's see. Tune back in tomorrow. Now, Mark, where can they find you?
Find me, twitter.com/ Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N. What about you?
You can find me at The Everyday Man at Twitter. And tomorrow, guys, we're not doing a show tomorrow, but you can follow us. Actually, follow me live because I'll be doing live tweets about every performance, keeping you guys up to date, what I liked, what I didn't like, and just some fancy opinions. But
I would be doing that, but I have traffic school, so I have to watch it later. 4 hours of traffic school instead of American Idol Eds.
Okay, so DVR it, man. But follow us, and make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV.
That's right.
That does it for another show, guys. We're going to see you next week for the American Idol After Show. Later.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.